Today we're going to talk about rejection. And usually when you guys feel rejected, you feel like all the wind is blowing. You feel like it's a hurricane going on in your head. You feel like, oh my God, this is so turmoil. Life is full of turmoil. I got rejected because I didn't approach right, because I didn't walk over to her right, because I didn't use the right opener, because I didn't touch her the right time. I tried to kiss her, but she didn't want to kiss me because I didn't escalate sexual attraction, whatever it might be. But the bottom line is, and this is something that's going to blow all you guys away, there is absolutely no such thing as rejection. If you truly love yourself, if you truly respect yourself, if you believe that you are a gift, if you believe that you are an amazing person, somebody that is worth getting to know, somebody that is caring, somebody who treats their friends well, somebody who's good to be in a relationship with, somebody who treats their coworkers well, somebody who takes their dog for a long walk, somebody who remembers birthdays, you get where I'm going here, guys. There is absolutely no such thing as rejection. I never walk up to a woman, talk to her, and I walk away feeling rejected. Ever. Because I know something, that there's something in life called chemistry. If I walk over a woman, I may not be what she wants no matter what I do. If I walk over to a woman, I walk over using the same things I talk about over and over and over again in the Men's Mastery Series. I approach on an observation. I keep her present in the moment by commenting on that observation. I listen really carefully and I start a conversation. If a woman chooses not to engage me in that conversation, not to talk to me at all, I don't feel rejected. I don't walk away and say to myself, oh man, I got rejected today by 6 people. I just say to myself, it really doesn't matter. I'm not what she was looking for. She didn't feel any attraction. She didn't feel any chemistry. You can't attract everybody in life. You can't have everything that you want in life. Life doesn't work that way. If you work hard and you believe in yourself, you're going to get the majority of things that you want in life. That's the way it works. But let me tell you something. You are never, ever going to get every woman you want. And anybody who tells you that you will is 100% full of bullshit. Because there's chemistry. There's so many different variables. The mood of somebody at that day. The emotions, the state of their emotions that day. But so many of you spend so much fucking time wasting time being rejected. You went out on a date and you tried to kiss a woman and she didn't want to kiss you back. And you sit here and you cry like a little baby that you got rejected. That's ridiculous. So she didn't want to kiss you back. Who cares? How many times have you been with a woman, she gives you kissy googly eyes, and you don't want to kiss her because you're not attracted to her? It doesn't mean that you don't like her. It doesn't mean that you don't think she's a nice person. It's just you don't feel that oomph. You don't feel that special thing that you're looking for. So accept it when you're with a woman. Accept it. How many times have you been with a woman, you have this fantasy in your mind that she's the perfect girl, you went out on 2 dates with her and she doesn't call you again, you think you're rejected, and it takes you weeks to recover from it. Weeks. For my women listeners, it's the same thing. You spend time pining over a guy, he doesn't call you back and you feel rejected, so you allow this one person, a person that you barely know, a person that you don't even know inside and out, you don't even know their life history, you allow them to ruin a week, a day, a year, whatever it might be. That's crazy. That's crazy people thinking.